When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. This is the word of God. Let's pray and ask God's help as we think about these two short stories together. Father, we want to thank you for the daily struggle of following the Lord Jesus and saying no to self and yes to the Lord. Is it worth the trouble of changing your routines? If you start following Jesus, there may be things in your life that you have to change because you want to start meeting with God's people. You want to start gathering perhaps in the grow groups. And that may mean routine changes, things you've done over and over again. You have to change your patterns. Is it worth it? Is it worth the loss of giving up things that you've loved and enjoyed over the years? Habits, perhaps hobbies. Because you think, well, maybe those things don't fit with what Jesus wants me to do. Is it worth the persecution and the prison and the torture that many Christians all over this world face because they follow the Lord Jesus? Is it worth it? Have you ever asked that question or got close to asking that question? Maybe that's where you are this morning as you come to church. You're just in a stage where it just feels like, wow, this is hard work. Is it worth it? And I want to show you this morning that with these two stories, the Lord Jesus answers that question with a resounding and an emphatic yes. Yes, it's worth it. Yes, it is worth following Jesus. It is worth every sacrifice that we could possibly make for following the Lord Jesus. Jesus tells two stories, and these two stories are addressed to disciples. So just back up with me. Come to verse 36. We didn't read this morning, but this is the setting. So we've been listening over these Sunday mornings, if you've been with us, to stories that Jesus told. And initially, he's telling those stories to the crowds that are gathered around him. But in verse 36, we read this. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds." So that's the setting in which he tells these two stories about treasure hidden in a field and a merchant looking for fine pearls. He is addressing those who in some way have already taken those steps to follow Jesus. They've counted the cost in some way. And these disciples who are now with Jesus in a house listening to these stories have been with Jesus over the past pages of the gospel, the past days, where they have seen and felt the opposition that's growing to Jesus. They felt the doubts that people have had. They felt the accusations. They've even felt the heat as the temperature's been dialed up on people wanting to kill Jesus. And maybe the question that is starting to fly around the disciples' heads, and Jesus is sensing it, is it worth it? The disciples are thinking, man, we thought the kingdom of heaven was going to be a little bit more kind of kapow and fireworks and kind of take over the world stuff. Is it worth it? Is it worth going through all this trouble? And so Jesus, in love for his disciples, and I want to say in love for us this morning, tells two stories that reveal to us something about the kingdom of heaven. Just look at verse 44. Each of his stories starts with the same phrase, "The kingdom of heaven is like." And again, you see that verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like. Jesus is revealing to us here. He's unfolding for us something about the kingdom of heaven. What it means to belong to God's royal family. What it means to be one of his people, following him in this world. And he's revealing to us here, and all I want to do this morning is try and pull out kind of three aspects of the story that I hope will help us to see why he's saying, yes, it is worth it. Whatever it costs you, it is worth following Jesus. And here is one. Is it worth it? Number one, yes, because the kingdom of heaven is valuable. The kingdom of heaven is valuable. Two stories, but they're kind of making the same point. The first is about a man who finds treasure hidden in a field. So look at verse 44 if you've got a Bible. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Now, everyone, we love a treasure kind of finding story, don't we? Maybe I do. Perhaps it's because I've still got young boys in the house. But that's a cool story, right? Everyone listens on to a story like that and thinks, whoa, I wish that was me. You know, who doesn't dig on the beach and, you know, you dig in your sandcastle and you hope that you'll find treasure? No one else? No. Okay, well, that's embarrassing. But actually, in Jesus' day, it wasn't uncommon for people to bury the things that were valuable to them. To stop it kind of being robbed or plundered, and just the environment and the day in which they lived. So it wasn't uncommon for people to do it. It was very uncommon to find someone's buried treasure. And here in this short story, what we encounter is a man who's going about his daily work, working in a field, would have just been kind of doing his daily business, probably thinking thoughts that he was just distracted with. And here he is, he's going about his daily business, and he suddenly whacks his spade in the ground, and there is something there. You think, what's that? Maybe I've hit a rock. And he digs a bit more, and what he finds is treasure. He finds a great hoard of wealth. And interestingly, he recognizes, doesn't it, straight away, that what he has found is valuable. It's immensely valuable. In fact, it's more valuable than anything he already owns. More precious, more valuable than everything. And it's not just that it's valuable. So the guy digging doesn't just say, oh, wow, this is good. This is valuable. I'll add it into what I have. No, he sees it. The way Jesus tells the story is that it's a comparative value. He's not just getting you to see that it's valuable, but it's comparatively even more valuable than anything else that he owns. And Jesus is making the point to his disciples, to us, if that's you this morning, that to find him, because he is the kingdom of heaven, to find Jesus and to find him as the one who brings us into God's royal family is like finding treasure. It's like finding something of superlative worth, greater value than anything else that you could possibly have. And now he makes the same point in the second story. See, look at verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had, and he brought it. See, this time the story moves to a merchant. A merchant kind of looking around, traveling around, maybe going to marketplaces, going to the antique shops. Kind of, I don't know how else they would have found them, but that's what they were doing. They were going around looking for these pearls. And he finds one. And how is it described? How does Jesus describe it in the story, verse 46, of great value? Now again, it's comparative. It's not that he finds a pearl that's valuable and he doesn't sit there and think, oh, this would be great as part of my valuable collection. No, he sees it as most valuable, worth more than anything he's got already. And so he sells everything to take hold of this pearl. Maybe a modern equivalent, someone suggested this week in something I read, was diamonds. Maybe pearls don't mean that much to us, but it would be like someone looking for diamonds and finding one that, whoa, this diamond is worth more than any of the others. And Jesus is making the same point, that to find him, to find the kingdom of heaven, to find a place in God's royal family, is more valuable, more precious than anything else we have. To discover Jesus, his life, his teaching, the value of his death and his resurrection, to find those truths is to find something so precious. Why? Because to be in a right relationship with God, the God who made us, to know with certainty that your sins can be forgiven, all that guilt, all those burdens that we carry around, to know that they can be forgiven, and to be able to call God your Creator Father, to know his fatherly care and experience his fatherly care is of superlative worth. To have a sure and secure place in heaven when you die is of surpassing worth to anything else that we can own in this world. Whether that's money, or your marriage, your health, or your holidays, whether that's fun or a family, Jesus is of greater worth than anything. Is it worth it? Is it worth following the Lord Jesus? Is it worth everything that might cost you? Jesus says yes, because finding him, having him, is the most valuable thing we can own. And I wanted to say to some of us this morning, do we have eyes to see the value of Jesus? Do we have eyes to see the value of finding Jesus? Have you lost sight, perhaps? Have I lost sight sometimes of the value of what we have in Jesus? I don't get to watch much daytime TV, but there's those programs, isn't there? I think like Antiques Roadshow and things, where someone rocks up with something that they've had sitting on their shelf for like 10 years, and that, you know, oh, just something I bought. And they rock up, and the person's like, wow, you know, this is so valuable. This is worth like £100,000. And they're thinking, well, I bought it for a couple of quid from the market down the road. And sometimes we can be like that, don't we? We've got Jesus, many of us. But this story reminds us, Jesus is saying to us, do you realize the value of what we have in the Lord Jesus? Do you still think it is worth everything to have him, to have a place in the kingdom of heaven? It's so valuable, it's so precious, because it cost Jesus his life. It cost him his life to bring us a place in the kingdom of heaven. And so is it worth it? Number one, Jesus from these stories says yes, because the kingdom of heaven is valuable. Number two, though, is it valuable? Because yes, Jesus says, because finding the kingdom of heaven is a great privilege. Finding the kingdom of heaven is a great privilege. How many people do you think play the national lottery in our country? Anyone got a guess? I was quite surprised, actually. Apparently, on an average week, about 70% of over 18s in our country play the national lottery, which I think equates to about 45 million people. But what does that reflect? It's that everyone wants to find treasure, don't they? Everyone loves a treasure hunting story. Everyone loves the idea of whacking a spade in the ground and finding a big stash of cash. That's why everyone plays the lottery, because we love this idea of being the lucky one who finds the treasure. And in both these stories, there's another element to these stories which I think Jesus is bringing out to us, which is that there is an element of good fortune, both for the man, the worker, and the merchant. There's an element of good fortune in finding the kingdom. They're the lucky ones, aren't they, in finding their treasure. You know, not everyone digs a spade in the ground and finds treasure, but this one did. And so there's an element that Jesus is bringing out, which is the privilege of finding Jesus. That fits with what's going on in this section, where Jesus has earlier said to the disciples, well, the secrets of the kingdom have been given to you. There's an element of privilege to it. There's an element of stumbling across the treasure. You know, who doesn't listen to a story like these and think, oh, I wish that was me? I wish it was me who found the treasure. I wish it was me who found the pearl. Why? Because you think they're the lucky ones. And Jesus is saying to us, look, when we find him, it's you're the lucky one. You're the lucky one this morning. Now, yes, they find it in different ways. So let's be upfront. There's two stories, slightly different, aren't they? The first man, he stumbles across the treasure. The treasure, he wasn't looking for treasure. The treasure found him. You know, he was going about his daily work, and he kind of stumbles across this treasure, and then it sort of pops into his life. And the reality is, actually, many people find Jesus like that today, don't they? Many people aren't out looking for Jesus. Jesus finds them. Now, how does he do that? Well, often through people like us. Or through other means. So maybe someone, you know, rocks up to work one day and, you know, they're going about their business and then they meet somebody from Enfield Town Community Church. And that person, you know, says, oh, hey, we've got some Christmas things going on. Do you fancy Fancy coming over to taste some Christmas food and hear about Jesus? Or maybe it's like a family and they say, hey, we got a Christmas thing on. And here's a person, they weren't looking for Jesus, but suddenly someone from Enfield Town Community Church pops into their life and invites them to something. They come along and suddenly they hear about Jesus and they're like, boom, there's treasure. Wow. And it's story after story like that of how people find Jesus by accident. Because someone comes into their world who brings them the good news of Jesus. Or perhaps they pick up a Bible. They're bored in a hotel room traveling with work. And they pick up one of those Gideon Bibles. And they start reading. And then bang, they find treasure. There are many people that find Jesus by accident. Like the man digging in the fields. But it's also true that there are many people who find Jesus because they're looking for something. See, the merchant's a bit different, isn't he? Look at verse 45. He is looking for fine pearls. And he finds one because he's looking for it. He's looking for it. And the same is true today. Although we may feel like no one's interested in God, actually there are people who are spiritually interested. There are people who are looking for God. They're looking for something. There's a God-shaped hole. Not everyone has dismissed the idea that there's a God today. And as they're looking and as they're finding, when someone brings Jesus to those people, there are moments for people who are searching where they go, wow, that is what I'm looking for. As they hear his words, as they find his teaching, as they encounter him, the Son of God, and they think, he is different to anything that I've ever looked for. And they hear the stories of his grace in the giving of his life for us so that we might be forgiven, that we might have eternal life. And people are looking and they think, wow. That is treasure. So there are different ways that people can find Jesus, by accident or because they're searching. But there is a sense here, isn't it, that in both cases there is good fortune for the merchant and for the man digging. And the same is true, friends, when we find Jesus. What a privilege. What a privilege. Do you feel that? What a privilege to find Jesus. What good fortune that God would let me find him. Is it worth it? Yes. Because the kingdom of heaven, finding Jesus, is a great privilege. And it's a privilege that should bring us joy. Look at verse 44. When the man finds treasure, in his joy, he's so overjoyed when he finds the treasure. And it's implied, I think, just by the very fact that the stories are side by side, it's implied in the second story, although not mentioned, in the joy of finding Jesus. And I want to say to you this morning that if you're here and you've kind of stumbled across being at church, maybe someone's invited you, or whatever reason you're here, you've been dragged along. If you've stumbled across Jesus, then I want to say to you this morning, please don't miss the sense of privilege it is, good fortune it is, that you have come across the teaching of Jesus, the person of Jesus, through what is said and done and sung in this church. It's so valuable. You are one of the lucky ones this morning. You've put your spade in the ground and you've found some treasure. The question is, what will you do with that treasure? And if you're already following Jesus this morning, does it still bring you a sense of joy that you're a lucky one who has found Jesus? We sang it earlier, didn't it? And can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's blood? That's the sense of privilege that Jesus is bringing out in these stories. Is it worth it? Are you still with me? You're alive out there today? That's good. Is it worth it? Yes, because the kingdom of heaven is valuable. Is it worth it? Yes, because it's such a privilege. Such a privilege to have found Jesus. But here's the other thing. Is it worth it? Number three, Jesus says, yes, it is a privilege, but joining the kingdom of heaven is costly. That's the point that Jesus is making to his disciples. In both the stories, the man and the merchant make a huge sacrifice to take hold of their treasure. Did you notice that in the story? A huge sacrifice. Look at verse 44. In his joy, he went away and he sold all that he had and bought that field. And then in verse 46, you see the same of the merchant. He went away, sold everything he had, and bought it. Now, Jesus is not literally advocating. We were talking about this at breakfast with the kids this morning, and Levi started going around the room and saying, well, we could sell that, and we could sell that. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not quite sure that's what Jesus wants us to do. But he's not necessarily advocating that we need to sell everything, but his stories are making the point that there is sacrifice to be made in following him, in belonging to the kingdom of heaven. Now, that may mean you sell all your stuff. I don't want to stop that if that's what Jesus is prompting you to do. But actually, what he's making the point is it's costly. Jesus speaks of the costs throughout Matthew's gospel. You know, Jesus isn't cheating you into following him. He's telling you the realities of it. And he spells out the cost just a couple of chapters on. We'll hear Jesus say to his disciples, he says, whoever wants to be my disciple, he says in chapter 16, must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. So whoever wants to kind of keep comfortable now and have everything they want now, well, they'll lose their life because they've missed out on the kingdom. But whoever loses their life for me now is prepared to count the cost of following me now. Well, you'll save your life, Jesus says. So he talks about the cost. And Jesus spells out, as you pick through the Gospel of Matthew, he spells out that it might come at the cost of a family or a financial cost. It might even cost our lives. We will need to give up where our natural desires lead us. All those things that our hearts pull us towards, we'll need to learn to say no to those things. There's cost. And Jesus is being very upfront with us about the cost and the sacrifice that following him might bring. But the gain of the kingdom outweighs the pain of the kingdom. One writer put it like this week, and I'll just read you his words because it's very good. The kingdom of heaven is worth infinitely more than the cost of discipleship. And those who know where the treasure lies joyfully abandon everything else to secure it. Is that you? Is that you this morning? Have you made great sacrifice, both in your life or wherever it may be, to follow the Lord Jesus? And the thing about this story is, if you have counted the cost, and I know many of you have in lots of ways, that the man who dug for the treasure, the man who looked for the pearls, what do they end up with in this story? They end up with the treasure, don't they? That's the wonderful thing. They sacrifice much, but they end up with something much greater. And the same is true for those of us who count the cost of following the Lord Jesus. We have a place sure and secure in the kingdom of heaven. Is it worth it? That's the question I want us to think about this morning. Is it worth it? Is it worth following the Lord Jesus? Yes, because the kingdom of heaven is valuable. Because it's such a privilege to follow Jesus. But Jesus says the kingdom of heaven, joining the kingdom, will be costly. So what are we to do with all that this morning? Two things that I want to leave us with, maybe your takeaways for the week. Takeaway number one is if you are following Jesus, then keep following Jesus. Maybe some of us this morning are feeling the cost more than others of us. And I want to say to you, remember the value of finding Jesus. Remember what Jesus is communicating in these stories of how it is finding treasure to find Jesus. What we have in Jesus is of greater worth than anything we could have right now. Why don't you ask God this morning, in a moment's quiet after this, why don't you just ask God, Lord, would you give me a fresh sense of the value of Jesus today? Maybe pray that this week. Lord, would you grow in me the sense of what I have in having Jesus? I'm feeling the cost all over the place, but help me to treasure Jesus. We could pray, couldn't we, that we could learn to say with the Apostle Paul. Listen to what Paul said. He'd got this. He says, whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I've lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. That's what Paul said. Wouldn't it be great if we could say that with him? Friends, don't give up. It really is worth it. But I also want to say to some of you who might be here this morning and kind of looking into the Christian faith, if you're one of the lucky ones who stumbled across Jesus, my question for you is, will you make the sacrifice? Will you count the cost? Having found Jesus, having heard of his work, will you make that step of being prepared to leave everything to take hold of the treasure that is Jesus? Will you make the sacrifice of following him? Is it worth it? Yes. That's good. I'm glad some of you think so. I really think so. Yes, Jesus says, because he's valuable. Finding him is the greatest privilege in the world. And actually, Jesus tells us it will be costly. So keep going. Keep going with Jesus. Let's pray, and then we'll sing a song to capture some of that. Just let me give you a moment's quiet to respond, and then I'll lead us in a prayer. Our Father in heaven, we want to say thank you this morning for the infinite worth of finding Jesus and finding a place in your forever kingdom. Thank you for the infinite worth of forgiveness, of peace with you, of sure and secure place in heaven. Thank you for the infinite worth of being able to call you and our all-powerful God, being able to call you Father. Thank you for the huge price that Jesus paid, the price of his life that we're going to remember around the table in a few moments, so that we might be part of the kingdom. Please help us to bear the cost, knowing it's worth it. Increase our sense of the worth and privilege of knowing Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, let's sing a song that captures just something of that worth of knowing Jesus, all I once held dear. Let's stand and sing.